Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. If you want to get on the line with me right away, it's 347-945-6713. The chat room's open also. We're back at our normal time on Tuesday nights, 9 to 10 p.m. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, how about all the sore losers who want to secede from the union now that the election is over and they're lost. Remember, you heard it here first. The Tea Partiers really were connected to the people who didn't really want to ever have the Constitution. And the other thing we're going to talk about, Petraeus can't keep it in his pants. If you got something to say, 347-945-6713, or come join us in the chat room. And I got the small window open, and if you got an idea, I will send it quickly to the audience at large. We're about to reach another milestone here on the Normand Knight Show. Very soon, we're going to get our 75,000th listen. I am really excited about that. Well, I don't know how many listens that averages out to, excuse me, a year or a week or whatever. But I guess it's 75,000 divided by 208. I guess I can figure that out. That's probably worth doing. 75,000 divided by 208. We'll go look here in accessories. Now we'll look for the calculator right up there at the top of the list. We'll take 75,000. Hey, guest 11344, welcome to the Normand Knight Show. 75,000 divided by 208, and that brings us to about 350 listeners a show on average. That's really not too bad. I'm kind of proud of that. But Normand Knight's been around in its present form for about 4 years. Admittedly, we're way heavy on the last side, but if you take a whole listen, well, then you'll have just nothing out there, and that's kind of nice. So back to Normand Knight. Secession from the Union, always an interesting topic, particularly in this modern era. Does anyone out there think there is any real chance that a state will be allowed to secede from the Union? If you do, or even if you don't, and wish to give us something to say about it, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. Wow, secession. That would be very interesting. I thought about this actually. And in my mind, the only people that could ever really secede from the Union would be one of the 13 original states, because they existed. They were states, independent states, before the Union came into existence, before 1789. So they voluntarily entered into a compact with each other to form the Union. Their status actually changed from as being an independent state to being a state within the confines of the Union, and the well, I lost my train of thought. Suffice to say that they were independent states. They voluntarily gave up that status and came together to form a union. All of the other states, any state that was admitted to the Union prior to, or actually after the Constitution was ratified, is a completely different animal, save the states formed by the Northwest Ordinance, Ohio and the like. That's a little bit different, but not much. But the point is that all the other states were United States territory that belonged to the other 13 states. And they were allowed to change their status, not really to independent states, because they never really ever were that, but to change their status to states of the Union that was granted to them, not by voluntary association, but by a grant from the original states to recognize them as states of the Union. Now, the real question becomes, does anybody have the right to secede? Well, I honestly believe that the only way that you could secede would be to call a constitutional convention and declare the Union null and void. The question would become, however, except for those original 13, if the status of the Union was abolished, they would then become general United States territory. And who would hold that United States territory? Well, the 13. But the question is, can even the 13 secede from the Union? The easy answer seems to be that the secession issue was decided by force of arms when we had our Civil War from 1860 to 1865. And it's really interesting, the legal status of the southern states at that time. And finally, the Confederate states were dragged back into the Union. But of those Confederate states that seceded, Virginia was an original. They may have had the right. Um, North Carolina was original. South Carolina was original. Georgia was original. Of all the seceded states. Now, Texas, now there's something really interesting. The Texans would consider themselves to have been a free and independent state. And does that give them the right to secede? Well, it's interesting because Texas was annexed territory of the United States. If you have some ideas about this, please give us a call at 347-945-6713. It's no fun to talk about this all by myself. What I'm going to do now, actually, is put the music just back on while I go and get myself a fresh cup of coffee. Yeah, I got a lot of bad habits. Got anything to say about secession? It's a really interesting legal problem that I think needs to be argued. The next issue we're going to talk about is General Petraeus. What a shocker. He resigns. He resigns. Now what do we do? I don't know the answer to that either. Should he have resigned? Did he do anything all that horrible? No, by the way, I don't cheat on my wife. Did he betray the United States? I don't think so. Did he betray his wife? Absolutely. Should she dump him and take half of what he's got? Probably. Should she forgive him? I don't know. That's between the two of them. Much as it was between Bill and Hillary Clinton. I don't know how many of you are out there listening, but I sure could use somebody to talk to live on the line. 347-945-6713. Let's see what else is going on in the world here. I think I'll take a look at the Washington Post. If you want to talk DC United and soccer, give me a call. Davey Johnson. Oh, gosh, I just, Davey Johnson, manager of the year. Well, I guess he did turn the, I guess he did turn around the Nationals, although, Bryce Harper, rookie of the year, Davey Johnson, manager of the year. I do not. Do you need some? Well, go fill your tank and bring the card back. Oh, just that's history. No, I don't pay for her gas. I'm just giving her a little boost tonight. Can I have that other envelope? That one you just opened? All right. Huh? Good. Oh, gosh. Lots of things on the Washington Post front page here. Let me see if anybody wants to. Nobody's called in yet. 11:344. Thanks for staying with me. If you want to give me a call, go ahead. Not only does General Petraeus get caught in the scandal, I don't know what to call it, Peenygate maybe, but now somehow General Petraeus is successor as the Afghan commander, somehow he gets brings into this whole thing. And of course, Barack Obama, untouched by the scandal. Oh boy. Is there room for secrets, even for the CIA boss? I don't know. It's so cheaters done in by the digital. Yeah, I guess the digital makes it possible. Oh, Obama needs to raise taxes on the wealthy. We need to raise taxes on everybody. It's time to start paying for this damn country. I think the big timers should pay more, but I think everybody should pay something. Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, come on, Mark. Never mind, you're not hearing this. Come on, just go. Can you get me a Subway or something?
You want a sub?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Here, listen to the music again. One of the fine albums. I don't know. That's... Go for it.
I got a
Yeah, well, I'm back. I just had to settle some business with one of my kids, and we're all squared away here as we do another Norm at Night. So I need some opinions. General Petraeus, the guy in Afghanistan. Somebody call me, talk to me. The crazies want to secede from the Union. They want to dissolve the country. What do you think about that? Do we want to dissolve the country? Maybe it is time for that. You tell me. That'll be kind of funny. Texas secedes from the Union, Mexico invades them. What would we do then? Hey, I got a call coming in here. Go ahead, you're on with Norm.
How's it going?
It's not going too bad. I'm waiting for Texas to secede from the Union and the Mexicans to invade it.
Oh, okay.
What would we do?
Well, do you remember when Perry made those comments
Yes.
alluding to secession and all that? Well, yeah, Rasmussen did a poll afterwards. And I think it was like 75% of Texans opposed secession. So we're just talking about some malcontents, you know, nothing
Yeah, I
major.
guess they would oppose secession, because if they seceded and Mexico invaded them, would we lift a finger?
Well, you know, there would be some significant problems. As of now, the federal government owns quite a bit of land and buildings and infrastructure. Might want to take it all back.
Well, if Texas secedes, it could nationalize it.
Yeah, then we'd have a war. Kind of like what happened another time.
Oh, it happened the first time, I should say.
I mean, they did succeed, and then, join the Confederacy.
Right, I know.
But,
Well, actually, it's a very. I've been thinking about this. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show,
No, I don't think so. No.
but the only states that have, if there is a right to secede, that may have one, in my view, are the first 13.
Oh,
Because no other state in the Union was ever an independent state. And every other, quote, state in the Union was at one time territory that belonged to the United States.
Right. Well,
And they petitioned to have that status changed by asking to become a state of the Union. And the original 13 granted them that right. The only way that I think the Union could be dissolved is if we had a constitutional convention.
Oh, yeah, it would take something on that level.
But I don't know. It would be really interesting, because I don't know if a constitutional convention could dissolve the Union.
Yeah. Well, that's one for the lawyers to sort out. I mean,
And the morons petitioned the wrong person.
Oh, you're talking about.
President to get out.
Yeah, but.
The president didn't let you in the union.
Yeah, but they're petitioning on a site that Obama set up, and his only requirement is if you get 25,000 people, He'll answer your questions. That's all he's going to do. And he said he might answer Texas, but that's about it.
Right, but, and, you know, calling the people that voted for him maggots, that really helps your case, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you've got, a bunch of malcontents out there. Some of them are in the secession thing. And what else? There's some other crap going on, too. Well, of course, they're keeping the Benghazi thing alive, you know.
Well,
conspiracy
yeah.
theories that...
General, or former General Petraeus kept it alive by...
Yeah, that's just a bizarre case. I haven't really kept up on it because it's confusing. I don't know what...
Why did he resign?
Well, of course, you've been in the military, and so have I. You know, there is conduct codes which, you know, apply.
Right, he's not in the military anymore.
Right, but he is in the CIA, and they probably have even stricter codes of conduct. So, in the military, you know, you can't be a command sergeant major and then be a female impersonator on the weekends. Doesn't work like that. So, you know, it's much the same. Or, you know, let's say, you know, officers, you know, having, you know, affairs that are, you know, they get with morale and more.
They have affairs so. All the time. Everybody knows it.
Well, so I think...
The whole thing is a giant hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm sure the Obama people don't mind getting rid of Petraeus. I think that was their idea pretty much when they offered him the CIA.
I don't know about that. They put him in charge of a pretty important thing.
Yeah, they did, but they could keep an eye on him there.
I guess.
Well, you see, you got to remember, Petraeus is well known in, you know, neoconservative circles. He attended functions, and he's friends with a lot of them.
Yeah, but all generals were. All the crazies like the generals around.
Yeah, but, you know, there was another thing he did. He had set up a task force to more or less design the reconstruction of Afghanistan. So he hired a hell of a lot of people. I forget. There are hundreds of them. And they were all from that camp. I mean, these were all the neoconservative scholars and what have you. I mean, the Kagans and the Podhurst and all, you name it, they were all in there. And... you know, and then his second in command when he was in charge of CENTCOM, what's his name, McChrystal. Again, you know, overtly anti-Obama to the point where he didn't hide it. And, of course, he got caught with it, and boom, you're out, you know. So, you know, there's no question in my mind there's something political here.
I almost hope this woman turns out to be a Russian spy.
Oh, yeah, it's her. I don't think it'll go that far.
I mean,
they are
our worst geopolitical threat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope we don't see any Anthony Weiner-type photos. But you never know.
Well, the FBI agent is supposed to have made some of those.
Well, yeah, they got all the email, but then they also, they don't like to call it a raid. But they went to that woman's house and they took boxes.
It was consensual, according to the FBI.
Yeah. So she didn't want
to let her house be taken away.
Yeah, well. Well, they took an awful lot of stuff out of that house. So who knows what it is, you know?
I wonder how you get all that stuff back.
I guess you can get it back, but,
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
After it's, you know, I mean, if it's declared to be evidence, then maybe you don't get it back. I don't know. But it's real. It's one of those stories that I tend to just sort of turn off or tune out of, to include Benghazi. You know, these are things that, you know, give me a factual story at the end and that I'll be happy. I don't want to pursue the conspiracies and all the craziness, you know. That's for other people. There are people who love that stuff, you know. Let them do that. I don't want to spoil their fun. You know, and as far as, I think, what was the title of your show is something about people moving? People moving out?
No, yeah. The guys who want to secede.
Oh, okay, that kind of movie. Because there are also people, you know, far-right types that are saying, I'm moving to Canada, you know, okay.
Hey, I'll pay their fees at the fee rate.
But these are people who are fully clueless about Canada, you know. Or Mexico, or wherever the hell you're going to move to. I mean, you aren't going to find another Western country that is probably more socialist than the United States. In fact, almost certainly, that's the way they'll be. So unless you, I don't know where you go if you want to avoid socialism. That's hard to do.
I don't know. I'm seeing what's going on in the tweetverse here right now. Oh, boy. Anything interesting going on in your news?
Oh, let's see. Well, we had the wild mushroom incident.
What happened there?
It was a woman that she was some sort of caretaker at a nursing home or whatever, you know. I guess nursing home is what it is. And she went out and picked a whole bunch of wild mushrooms and cooked them up for the patients. All two of them are dead from poisoning, and a bunch of them are sick.
Did any of them die?
Yeah, two.
Oh!
You know, I know quite a bit about mushrooms, but what I do know is that, you know, there are very, very few mushrooms out there in the woods that are edible. Very few. So the majority, you know, you leave them the hell alone. You know, I remember I found, it just popped up overnight under one of my trees, this incredible cluster of beautiful white mushrooms. They look just like the mushrooms you get in the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, wow, look at this. I got something great going here, you know. So I picked a couple of them, and I had them on my countertop. And I said, I should look these up. See, I have this giant encyclopedic book of mushrooms, and it has, like, every mushroom that ever found. And they mentioned a mushroom, and it grows in the western United States, and the description was perfect. And they said the way to tell is that wherever you've touched the mushroom, it will turn bright yellow. And if it does that, that's the poisonous version. So I went back to my countertop, looked at the mushroom.
So if it turns bright yellow, it's okay?
No, it's that's poisonous.
Okay.
So, like I say, when they were in the ground outside, they just looked beautiful. They looked like perfect white mushrooms. And when I got them in the house, I put them on the countertop, and within minutes, the yellow spots started to appear.
Oh, and so how long would you have lasted if you ate one?
Oh, I don't know. I think you get, like, sometimes, it depends how much you eat. You might just get real sick, but if you eat a lot of them, I suppose that's enough to do you in. But speaking of that,
I just can't help laughing. Eric Cantor got caught up in this Petraeus thing, too.
Oh, yeah? So what did he do? Or what?
Nothing. That's the whole point.
Oh. Yeah, there were people who said they heard about this weeks ago and didn't say anything. Well, I don't know what to
say. The Speaker of the House didn't know. The President of the United States didn't know.
Well,
if I was the president, there would be some people getting fired at the FBI.
Yeah. Well, when they have a case under investigation, I don't think they're obligated to keep people informed until they actually have something, you know.
When it's the director of the CIA, the president needs to know.
Well, yeah, Petraeus probably, it was up to him to call the president and say, this is what's going on, I got to get out of here.
I think it was the FBI's responsibility to let the president know they were looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know if they knew that.
I don't think they have a choice but to do that.
It's hard to say.
I think they have to tell him if they're investigating him.
I don't know what the...
Hey, anybody out there, 347-945-6713. Should President Obama have been informed by the FBI that they were taking a peek at David Petraeus?
Yeah, but Norm, you see the problems involved, right? If you start telling people, you jeopardize your case. You can't do that.
No. Mr. President,
That doesn't matter at all.
Huh?
I don't think it matters. When Nixon was being investigated, do you think they informed him of everything they looked into? Of course not. He was the target. And all of the staff.
Are you talking about Bill Clinton?
No, I said Nixon.
I think he knew they were investigating him.
Yes, but they didn't give him any details of the case.
No, but it was not. No, all I'm saying is the FBI should have informed the president they were investigating him, not any of the details.
Okay. Now, if you had a CIA director who you knew was being investigated, would you keep him in office? Probably suspend him.
I don't know if I would or I wouldn't.
I don't know. Well, if you're not going
to... If I was the president, I would like to be able to make that decision.
Yeah. So I'm not sure, and, you know, so I really can't comment any further on it without knowing...
everybody out there, 347-945-6713. Should the FBI have informed the president that they were looking at David Petraeus? Another serious question. Once the FBI determines that national security is not at risk, and they did do that, should they have continued the investigation?
National security is not at risk. But
they determined that.
Right, okay.
And then they kept investigating.
Yeah. But there's also there's crimes involved here.
What crime?
I believe there were threats made via email by one of these women towards the other one.
Well, I don't think
And that's what blew the whole case up. That's how the FBI got involved.
Keep your hands off my boyfriend kind of. Those aren't threats.
From what I understand, some of them were real, I mean, threats.
Jeez, how many times have you done that in your life?
What?
Keep your hands off my girlfriend. Or...
Oh.
You know, come on. Give me a break. It's kindergarten stuff. It's schoolyard.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know.
You know, there's people running around trying to blow us up. And they're looking at a general sending... That's the amazing part. General Allen, the guy in Afghanistan.
Oh,
he
yeah, yeah.
30,000 off-color emails.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, for me at this point, it's no better than tabloid news. I mean, it could be, you know, the Kardashians or, I don't, you know, something like that. Because that's about the level that it's at this point.
She is going back. The first she came home. Excuse me. Sorry, I had to take care of some local business here.
So, yeah. So I don't know. I think for the most part, you know, if Petraeus has an affair, I really don't care. I don't care at all, you know. And whatever.
Well, the fact is that it can't expose him to blackmail.
Yeah, right, okay, that's
certainly
there. And once
they determined national security was not at risk.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people
was a military officer, for God's sakes.
A lot of people have been, you know, have lost their jobs, especially in the State Department, for morals, you know. I mean, look at McCarthy, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't for dipping the stick someplace it shouldn't have been. That was for being a communist.
Yeah, but he also got people on morals charges, too. You know, that's about the time the State Department, you know, did their witch hunt. And anyone who's doing anything on the side pretty much was thought to be a security risk.
Right, I mean, if you were gay in those days, it was a security
risk. Oh, yeah, you were out, just gone, you know.
Look at what happened to the, some people say, the guy who won World War II.
Oh, yeah, I caught
Alan
that.
Alan Turing.
Yeah, I caught that last week. A good documentary.
Oh, you saw
speaking,
it?
Speaking of good documentaries, Ken Burns has one next week on the Dust Bowl. It's like a two-part series.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to find a number of people who lived through it, and he calls it the biggest man-made environmental disaster that has ever occurred. And there were things, you know, I looked into it a little bit. I didn't realize just how massive that giant dust cloud was, that it went all the way to New York City. I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Well, the Dust Bowl is cyclical. I mean, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, well.
I mean, the plains have never been sufficiently irrigated. That's
right.
Why all the western states want to drain the water from the Great Lakes to irrigate them. The people are nuts.
Yep.
The Great Lakes states will secede if they try that.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, look what happened to the Mississippi last year. Or this year, I should say. I mean...
Imagine if Minnesota seceded, they could just shut off the Mississippi.
Well, it doesn't quite work like that. I remember Oh, the Ethiopians wanted to build a dam and divert some water to and you know what the Egyptians said, don't even think about it. Yeah, we got jets and you don't. You build a dam.
The Nile must be one of the few rivers that flows from the south to the from the south to the north.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this next year, if we have the recurring drought and the fires and the low water.
You know what other river flows from the north to the south, or the south to the north?
I don't know of anyone, any of them.
The Niagara River.
The Niagara River
flows from the south to the north.
To the north, that's true.
It flows from Lake Erie to Lake Ontario.
Yeah, that's right. It's not like they have a shortage of water up there. Oh, Christ.
That we can... where did my Washington Post go? Oh, there it is. Eric Cantor. He got caught up in the whole thing. That's pretty funny. What else here? Anyway, hello? Are you still with me? What happened here? Well, I lost my caller when I went to the Washington Post. We got about 10 minutes left, so if you want to call me in, it's 347-945-6713. We got about 10 minutes of Norman Knight left. Here's my caller back. Hey, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I got a commercial for Charter Communications. Yeah.
You should have let it play.
What for?
They give me money.
Well, it was in the middle of your show.
Are you sure it was from...
Yes, I heard the whole spiel.
Well, I hope I get something for us.
I don't know. You didn't get me as a customer.
I got for $8.57.
Well, I hope you get a few cents for that. I found it annoying. It was worse than a pop-up ad.
Well, no, I understand. I'm trying to figure out some other way to monetize this show. I think I'm just going to start begging.
Yeah, I didn't... I don't recall ever hearing something like that before. So
somebody said that I should make a Norman Knight listening kit and start selling them.
Ah, okay.
You know, a mug, a pencil. Maybe special headphones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll be there. The show's not over yet.
Yeah, you got 11, 12 minutes.
I got 10 minutes and 4 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just trying to see what else is going on in the Washington Post. Oh, John Kerry wants to be Secretary of State.
Oh, come on.
If he appoints Condoleezza Rice Secretary of State, I'm taking my job, my vote back.
Oh. Oh, I don't see him doing that.
Or even worse, if he brings that other slime ball back, the good general.
Mm.
He's already been Secretary of State, and he lied his bejeebies off.
Well,
I'm talking about Colin Powell, of course.
Oh, Colin Powell, yeah. Well, I don't know. These days, the Secretary of State is a rather ineffective post.
I thought Hillary made it very effective.
Doing what?
Representing the United States around the world.
Uh-huh.
I thought she did a great job.
I don't know. Middle East still looks the same, except there's a couple more wars.
That's true.
Oh, well,
although it is very interesting that by 2020, although some people say it's already true, that the United States will be the largest producer of oil in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've been reading that. But, yeah, but there's a bunch of stuff that's going to have to happen. And,
no, it happens.
Well, no, I say there are things that are going to have to happen for that to take place. And that's the EPA getting off their ass. Because the EPA will strangle that whole thing.
It's taken place.
And it's even a greater threat. Now, we can or should be an exporter of natural gas. And I think that will happen.
We are the largest producer of oil in the world.
Yeah, well, we were back in, in the 30s.
And what we should do is buy every barrel of Saudi oil we can get out of the ground, even if we have to store it somewhere, and starve those other bastards.
Well.
Or make the Chinese pay so blessed much for oil, they'll go bankrupt.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. If we start producing oil of the volume they're talking about, okay,
producing oil to the volume they're talking about.
No, we are not. Give it some time, Norm. Give it time.
I've seen articles both ways. That by 2020 we will be, and that we are right now.
Right, but it's 8 years from now.
Right, but there are people who say, we don't need to wait 8 years. It's right now. It's happening.
Well, there is one thing that we are exporting, and that's refined products.
That's true.
So crude oil comes in and refined products go out. Now,
are we a member of OPEC?
Are we? No. I don't see us ever doing that.
Why not? We're a petroleum exporting nation.
Yeah, but who wants to be in that? No, the U.S. is far better off, you know, being independent. Here's one of the situation, the primary situation. We have a great number of high capacity refineries, and these are the big crackers that can generate incredible amounts of heat, and they can take this heavy crude oil and crack all the carbon and turn it into usable oil and fuel. And all we have to do is get that oil to where it's the light sweet viscosity. That alone can be exported, because all these other little countries don't have the big refineries. So they don't have the ability to build any of these things. But what they can do is take the light sweet crude, and they can make gasoline. And that's all they want to do.
Not the Brazilians.
Yeah, well, see, some countries, you know, are fortunate enough to have, you know, actual reserves in the ground that are of that quality. Our Bakken reserve is almost all very, very high-grade oil.
I don't understand why a corn farmer would want us to pump more oil.
No. Well, as long as they have the ethanol mandate, it doesn't matter.
Right, but...
Which is something we should get rid of. That should just go away.
Why?
I'm totally opposed to ethanol. Stop it.
Why are you opposed to ethanol?
Because we're using 40% of our corn crop.
So?
And it costs twice as much as gasoline. It uses an incredible amount of water, and those states in the Midwest, Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Illinois, they aren't going to have the water to produce that corn. But the unfortunate part is this, that it's going to inflate all of our food. The pricing on food will be very, very high. We won't have enough to export, and that, of course, hurts a great many nations because all their food prices go up. Now, we didn't have too many food riots this year, but the year before, they were rioting all over the world. So you got to get your priorities right. Are you going to deal with, pollution or climate change, or are we going to feed people? It's one or the other. And it's useless. I mean, the stuff... See, we're in California, we have this mandate 10% of all of our gasoline has to have ethanol.
10% in Maryland, too.
Yeah, and it's insane.
I'd like it to be 75%.
Yeah, except that none of our cars will run on that.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
I don't.
Well, they might run, but they'll run so horribly that you'll notice. You don't get enough compression off ethanol. It doesn't work like gasoline.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, and
well, then how do the Brazilians do it?
They obviously, have engines that can run on alcohol. I mean, But they've also done that at the expense of their ecology. I mean, look what they've done, destroying rainforests, and it's just to plant that bullshit, sugar beets or cane or whatever they're using down there.
They use sugar beets.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. Why aren't we using sugar beets?
Because we have corn farmers.
Yeah, but corn doesn't have much sugar in it. I mean, that's the prime ingredient, right?
We feed sugar beets to our pigs.
Well, sugar beets are much more efficient, as is sugar cane. Now we can.
Well,
anyway,
I'm going to get going here. We're going to wrap this up. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
Let's hope he'll succeed. Let's hope Petraeus puts it back in his trousers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Oh, maybe he should have a one-on-one with Bill Clinton or something, That would be interesting.
That's right. They could smoke cigars.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you. Thanks for calling. We'll be back next week. This is Norm at Night going out again. I'm out of here. Good night.
Good night, Norm.